And my next door neighbor, a little girl who lived next door to her, was marrying a Selma boy, David. And Edwin wrote me and said, "What kin are David and I?" And I said, "Well, your great-grandfather and his great-grandfather were first cousins. You figured from that." Some people call it first cousin, twice removed, and I don't know how to do that. No, there's no such thing as a third cousin, if you call that. I don't know how to count that way. But somebody's mentioned that in my presence just recently. There's a reason somebody just in the last few days said no such thing as a third cousin.
I've really never counted people in that way.
I count it the other way.
Talk about a couple of questions about land. If you have land that produces big crops every year, so that land is very
productive.
Or anything else you might use there, you might say. Well, then, the soil is good.
Fertile. Yeah. Of course, they use fertilizer now so much, and chemical fertilizers and all that. They used to.
They have a special name for land down along the river that was very, very fertile.
Bottom land. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That
bottom land
produced very well.
Oh yes, because you know the Nile River overflowing its banks. Since they stopped the Nile from overflowing its banks, the fields are not anything like as fertile as they used to be. Yeah.
Say low-lying grassland is maybe good for nothing but grazing. What would you, any name for that?
Pasture land is what they call it.
And let's see, we mentioned swamp earlier. Have any name for the kind of dirt that's maybe part sand and part flood?
Loam.
Was that supposed to be good
for some things? I don't know too much about dirt.
We talked about swamps. If you wanted to get all the water off swamp,
you had to drain it.
And what were they used to do? Just dig up?
Ditches. That's what they've done to all the swamps around here. Mm-hmm. See, there's the big swamp between here and Montgomery. Mm-hmm. I remember coming from Montgomery. And seeing 5 and 6 cars stuck over there. Men living along the side of the road kept their mules ready. Four cars out over there. And we wanted to go to Montgomery one time, and it was raining bad, and we went the other way through Autauga County. And several cars had slipped off of those hills over there, those clay hills, you know. Oh, it was slick. We were lucky we didn't slip off, but we stopped. And we brought some folks home with us, and they spent the night with us one night. It would take you, you'd go to Montgomery and spend the day. Oh my mercy, I don't ever remember going to Montgomery and spend the day. Going from here to Atlanta, we'd stop in West Point and spend the night in a hotel.
That's just now, morning's drive now.
3.5 hours.
The only time we've ever ridden a train, I rode to West Point. My father was working in West Point. We rode over to meet him on the train.
Riding on trains, Pullmans, mm-hmm. was really sumptuous traveling.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed
and eating on the train. Those diners, oh, they had really had good food. They had delicious food. And you could get on a Pullman car in Selma and get off in New York City at one time.
Oh.
For years, huh?
I guess
no pain. I used to go to Montgomery. Get on a Pullman car. And the next morning, about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, I'd get off in Gainesville, Georgia.
Where'd you catch the train here to have it?
Down here at the railroad where A&P store is, down there at the railroad.
Depot there?
That's where the Southern Railroad was. And the depot was there.